Okay, apologize for missing Friday's daf. Be'ez Hashem, we are picking up from the Gemara on Gimel Mabez, 7 lines in the bottom with the words Tanur Rabbanan. So we're learning over here, Ezu Shota, we're discussing that a Shota is Patzer from all the mitzvahs and all the Shriyas. So the Gemara says, who is considered somebody who's considered a Shota? Somebody who is mentally not there. So the Gemara says, Ayotzi Yechidi Belaila, someone who goes alone at night to just places where nobody is, just walking in the forest alone. Alam Bevesak Forest, he sleeps in a cemetery, Vamekareas Ksuso, just rips his garments for no reason whatsoever. So these things are something which is showing us, it's demonstrating to us that he doesn't have a clear mind, and therefore he's not mentally stable, mentally there, so therefore he's considered somebody who halachically is not considered a pikeach, which is the other lashon, is a normal person. Itmar. Ravuna amar ad shiyakulam vasachas. No, you have to do all three of them. Not literally at the same time, because that's impossible. Rather, it means you have to do them, and by one person you have to do all three of these maisim. Because otherwise it could just be, the Gemara is going to flesh out, that it could just be that doing one of these actions is not necessarily a sign of incompetence. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu b'achas, when Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even if you do just one of them, if you do that in a situation where it's going to be clearly demonstrating that a person is insane, he doesn't have the legal sanity, so then he's going to be even with through one of them. So now the Gemara just clarifies, hey chidami, so what is the case of the Braisa? Id avid lu derech shtus. If you're doing it actions in an insane manner, a way that's that normal, afilu b'chad enami, even to do them one, shouldn't it be the halacha that you should be then clearly halachically not viewed as a pikach, and you should be a shota? Id lo avid lu derech shtus. And if you're not doing them in an insane manner, afilu kulu enami lo, then even if you do all of them, That should not make you a shota. So now the Gemara answers, in truth, we have to talk about the basis case. He's talking about a case where you're doing them in an insane manner. Nevertheless, Ravuna says by doing one or two or three times, not necessarily going to be in a shota unless you do all three. Why? Because a lot of sakvaros, you could have said they go into the cemetery. Avid. So that's actually Nisra D'Oraisa, Rashi quotes a Chumash, that's going Lambda Sekvaros. That's an idea, you're specifically doing it in a way to have Tumah go upon you, is not because you're insane, just because that's what you want to do, and for whatever reason, that's a weird thing to do, but that's not considered that you're mentally not there. But Yotzi Yechidi B'Laila, going at nighttime by yourself, Imar Ganifra Achde, maybe you could just say that he's depressed, he's just walking by himself, he's like, can't even sleep, and he's just walking around at nighttime, which is a dangerous and not normal thing to do, because he's so depressed. And that's not necessarily because he's mentally unstable. Unstable isn't the right word. Mentally, I don't know, the English word is retarded. I don't like to use that word, it's a nice word, but mentally not there. Mekareas ksuso. Someone who tears his garment, Amar Bal Machshavesu, maybe you could say that he's somebody who just, he was just learning, he was thinking very, very deep in it. So again, he was just like, his hand was deep in his thoughts, and just like tore his garment by doing that. So again, there's explanations here that make it that not necessarily, this person is not necessarily going to be mentally unstable. Keva Davina Lokula, however, once you do all of them, Havilu, turning on to top of Daman Amav, like a person who is an ox that gores a donkey or ox and a camel, Vanessa Muad Lakol, and becomes Muad for all these animals. The Gemara Bakam tells us that a person is considered, an animal is considered a short time. It's considered not a warned ox if it gores three times. When the goring an ox gums three times, it becomes, you have to pay the full damages of, just had this in Mishpar Shemishpatim, you have to pay the full damages, not chatzi nezek, you have to pay a full nezek. So the Gemara learns out that if an ox gored another ox, a donkey and a camel, that's going to be considered as if he does all three things, no matter what type of animal attacks. Because if you say only ox, 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 maybe it's only going to be a muad for an ox. But if you do it for three different animals, it's going to be considered a muad for all three things. And therefore, it's going to be forewarned for everything. So too over here, when you're doing three different types of weird behavior, so that's going to be something which is that you're muad lakol, you're considered someone who's not mentally stable, you're mentally retarded, and that would be something which you are for all different halachic shailas. That's the point over here, that you do three different things, you're going to be muad lakol for every type of halacha, just like we see by animals. Now the Gemara wants to reject this. And where's the Amara Papa? Rapapa says, Ishmiele le Rav Huna had the Tanya. For Rav Huna learn that we learn what that which we learn in Braisa. Ezer Shota Zeham Abed Komash and Nosam, that one who destroys everything that we give him. Have Haderbe, he would have gone back and retracted his opinion. The Braisa teaches us, even if you do one strange of these actions, that's going to be a regular legal chazaka, that you're going to be not normal, and therefore you're going to be, you're not going to have the status of a pikeach, and all the halachas of you being pater from the Torah would apply to you. So the Gemara says now, the one Gemara wants to clarify, Ibai Lehu, Ki Ave Haderbe, when Rav Huna said that he would go back, when he hears his price, I mean, makarek suso davar karbe, only with regards to the one who tears his garment, damilaha, because it's similar to that case. In the second price, so we're talking about the case of both the thing who's tearing his garments, and also then he's going to be considered somebody who's not, he's going to be a shote. But the Gemara is suggesting that maybe that if a person does that, you still need to do it three times. That would be that halacha, and maybe only with this halacha you'd only do it once, but the other ones you'd still need to do it three times. Or maybe Rav Huna would retract the entire thing, that you don't need to do it three times. If you do any of these strange activities even one time, that would be considered that you're no longer a normal person, and you're considered a shote. The Gemara says teiku, that we're not sure how to answer this. Now the Mishnah, we're going to analyze the Mishnah, which listed those exempt from the mitzvah of the Re'iyah. Betumtum ve'adringanus, a person who is a tumtum, we don't really know what he is. He doesn't have any signs, and as opposed to andringanus, usually has signs of a male and a female. So the Gemara says, now Tanur Abban, we learn in Braisa, so that we learn that the pasuk tells us that Shoshban Yireh Kol Zechurcha El Pnei Adon Hashem. So the Gemara says, Zachor Lotzias Anashim. Zachor is a man, excluding women from the mitzvah. Zechurcha Lotzias Tumtum Vengenos. Why is it Zechurcha? An extra level of something else to be ma'ayit, an additional thing that's going to be excluded. It must be that excluding someone who is a Tumtum, and again, we don't know who they are, and an hermaphrodite who has both the signs of a male and a female. So the Gemara says, Kol Zechurcha L'Rabot Siktanim, while all males, it's including minors in the mitzvah. Amar Mar, so the Gemara's going to analyze this whole price. Zachor Lotzias Anashim. Zachor, as male, is going to come, kol zechorcha, is to exclude women from the mitzvah of coming. Halamali kwad, why didn't a pasuk? Michti, mitzvah seseh man gramahu. It's a mitzvah which is a time-bound mitzvah. A time-bound mitzvah, kol mitzvah seseh man gramah, nashim turos. The Gemara in Kedushin learned this out from the beginning of the Pesukim in Shema. We learned the Talmud Torah, and anyone who's pater from Talmud Torah is pater from the other mitzvahs. That whole thing that the Gemara has a drush over there in Kedushin, that women are pater from time-bound mitzvahs. There's a famous Abu Juham, who says, why, what's the svara behind why women are pater behind time-bound mitzvahs? Because they're something that they're busy with their own responsibilities in the house, and therefore the Torah removed them the obligation from doing this other mitzvah. They don't really need it. That's the whole idea, that they're above that level of doing a time by mitzvah. They volunteer to do a mitzvah, that's great. That's the famous machlokas between the Tosos and the Rambam. When they volunteer to do a mitzvah, can they say a bracha or not? According to the Rambam, absolutely not. How are you saying vitzivana? Are you saying you're commanded? They're not commanded. However, the Tosos say, no, vitzivana is going on Gan Klal Yisrael, that they're part of the kehila, people that are mitzvah. And you're allowed to say a bracha, that's adayom. Machlokas to Ashkenazim and the Sephardim, what to do. So like when an Ashkenazi woman, she'll shake a lulavan on Sukkot, she'll make a bracha, because at the time of mitzvah, she will make a bracha. However, a Sephardi woman, she passes like the Shulchan Aruch, passes like the Rambam, that you don't make a bracha. So that is just a side point. They're not less scar for them, but generally, that's a, Soleitchik always pointed out, we see this by Sfiras Omer, that if you're not making a bracha, a lot of times it's less chashuv. So I feel like if you're not making a bracha, I don't know, I would guess, I don't know, I never take statistics and polls of this situation, but I would guess that less Sephardi women do shake the lulav than Ashkenazi. Maybe I'm totally wrong with this, just because they don't make a bracha, I feel like it's less chashuv in their eyes, which is not the case. It's same mitzvah, whatever it is, whether you say bracha or not, is going to be just a machlokas rishonim. But if I take guess, that would be the case. I'm not sure. Anyway, back to over here, we see that women are pater. So why do I need a pasuk? So the Gemara says itzref sakad. I need a pasuk. I would have thought neilef re'iyah re'iyah mehakel. We have two different pasukim where they have that say re'iyah by hakel, and it says right here. My hakel, it says yireg hakel nashim nataf, and it says over there re'iyah. So it's mala nashim chayavas, and we know that women are obligated in hakel. It says nashim explicitly they're going to be chayav in hakel, which is every seven after the end of shmita is coming up. After the end of this year, hakel is going to be on Sukkot. So I actually hope that's a whole shaila. Do you do? Is there an inyan to do a zecher of hakel bezman hazeh? That's the famous Adderes. Had this shita that you do, it became for whatever reason divided. I don't know politically how to explain that, but the etzem they're not really. We don't most hold that we don't. There is no inyan of a zechira, but there is. They do it. The president will read psukim and whatever. They make like a ceremony on this year. We'll do it in Sukkot. Afka nashim, maybe Amir Tzachem will have the real hakel. That'd be very nice. Afka nashim chayava. So too again, women are going to be obligated in the mitzvah of. I would have thought mitzvah of re'iyah, kamashma, and the pasuk therefore has to tell you that they're pater, even though it's a mitzvah seshas gram, I would have thought that they're chayiv in this pasuk. Amar mar, zechurcha lootzi tumtum t'vaganigonus. That the zechurcha male is excluding someone you don't know, again, tumtum and andrigonus is hermaphrodites. The Gemara says, bishlam andrigonus, itzrich, I need to tell you, hermaphrodite, I get it, because he has signs of a male. Sakadaitachamina hoel v'isli tzad zafras, he has signs of a male, it looks like you make him look like a man. So then, lachayiv, I would have thought he's obligated in the mitzvah of re'iyah, of coming to the aliyah regal. Kamashma, I need a pasuk to tell me that he's pater. However, because we're telling you, the Chazal is telling you he's its own creature, it's its own thing. He's not a case of a doubt. Rather, he's pater. Ella tumtum sveikelhu. However, tumtum is just we don't know. It's a case of doubt. Mi etzer krolim mutis sveikel. Why would a pasuk need to exclude the case of doubt? Why would I need this pasuk? This is a very very important Gemara because there's a famous the Sheir Shaitza made this famous the famous Chakira of Savik Darabat Savik Daraisa Lachumra Savik Darabat Lachak. We're not going to Savik Darabat Lachak, but Savik Daraisa Lachumra. The very first Shish Maitza discusses this. Savak deraisa lachumra, is that a din deraisa or a din derabanan? So over here at the Gemara seems to understand that if you say tumtum is sveikahu, why do I need a pasuk to be memayed it? So that sounds like even on a savak deraisa lachumra, that's not a din medaraisa. There's a lot of nafkaminas to this, and the whole chakira that Shish Maitza made is famous. But that's this shiloh here. The Gemara sounds like it's saying that it's a din derabanan. Anyway, that's the one of the rayas that they bring. That's a whole shiloh. To machlokas the Rashba and the Rambam seemingly lemaisa, and the Shish Maitza discusses at length. Amar Abaye, kishabeitza mevachutz. The Gemara is needed where he has signs of a male outside. He has this beitzim, is part of his male organ. Some of it is exposed, and we see some form of it. So therefore, there's reason to doubt whether or not he's going to be chayav or not. Amar Mar, so that we said, Kol zechur chal rabos is ektanim. Kol zechur all males, as including minors, in the mitzvah of re'iyah. Ve'atan chut mecher shot ve'katan. We learn that a katan is pater from re'iyah, going to the base of English. What is Amar Bay lo kasha? No, there's not a kasha. Kan ve'katan shigia lechinuch. The Bryce is speaking of a case of a person below the age of bar mitzvah. So he knows how to do mitzvahs at 8, 9, 10. He knows what the mitzvah is all about. He knows the mitzvah of going to Beit Hamikdash, giving him younger, 5, 6, whatever. However, the mission is telling you to Pater and Gansin, which is talking about the 3-year-old, has no idea what's going on. You're bringing him there, he doesn't even know what's going on. So then you're going to be Pater for bringing him. So Gemara says, but anyway, the obligation to do chinuch is all an obligation to midrabanim. That's all shayla. That we know the Rav Shach always likes to quote that there is chinuch deraisa. I don't know where he gets it from. Maybe the Rav said it, but that because the pasuk says v'shanta v'nech v'dibartavam. So that's teaching your children Torah, and which he expanded is just not just Torah, but it's the ways of Hashem that they should be er l'chayinin. And that's deraisa chinuch, and chinuch derban is actually training them the specifics of the mitzvahs. And he always says that when chinuch derabanan is in contrast to chinuch deraisa, we live the chinuch derabanan and we have the chinuch deraisa. And where he likes to bring that example is like where, for whatever reason, the son really doesn't want to go to shul this Shabbos. Whatever reason is, he has a play date with his friends or whatever, and you're going to force him to go to shul. So you're mekayim the chinuch derabanan to show him how to daven and that. But the chinuch deraisa is that he's going to love Yiddishkeit and he's going to be erlich hayid. You're showing him how terrible it is. You're forcing him to do it, and he's not going to want to do that in the future. So that we should leave off the chinuch derabanan for this Shabbos. Don't make him come to shul. And we should have that, and you should keep the overall chinuch deraisa, which is that he should be an erlech hayid, and we hope that eventually next Shabbos he'll want to come. You don't force him to do it against his will and make him screaming bloody murder. He doesn't want to come to shul and you're bringing him, because that's not going to give him a nice taste of Yiddishkeit. Again, everyone has to know what the, that's the one example, but maybe overall certain things is try to force. I'm not getting into the whole how to be a mechanech. I'm not a mechanech at all, but I'm just telling you what Rav Shach said about that there is a content of the chinuch deraisa, but here this chinuch is clearly derabanan. So the Gemara is pointing out, so why don't you need a pasuk? So the Gemara says, right, ein achanami, that's true. We have to assume that the pasuk is just a support. It's not really derabanan support for it. And smachta just means that the Chazal found a pasuk in the Torah to teach us where it comes from, and not really a din deraisa. Ve'ela kra la mayasus, and what is the pasuk teaching me? The pasuk is coming to teach me what the acherim taught us. Desanya, we learn a raisa. Acherim omen amekame, someone who cleans up the dog feces, and that he cleans it up, so that's what he has to do, to tan leather. And a mitzaref nechosha, someone who's melting copper, which is a very smelly job. The haborsi, someone who's a leather tanner. All these cases are determined, they're all exempt from the mitzvah coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Mishum shenemar, kol zechurcha, all of your males should come. Mishiachal alosim, kol zechurcha, everyone who wants all the males to come with him. But guy is so repulsive and he smells awful, so then no one's going to want to go with him. So we learned, yatsu elo sheinan ruhi alosim kol zechurcha, they are not fit to go on with everyone else because they smell so terrible, you don't want them there. So this is a very interesting halacha that maybe should apply in shuls also. That the person who smells so bad, a person should come. A person should try to, unfortunately, a lot of times the people are off, the people who smell so terrible. But you should try to find a way that you're pleasant smelling for everybody in shul. So anyway, we learn over here that everybody should be coming to the Olas Riyah, to Regal with coming smelling good. The Rambam seems to rule against this brisa because he says they are going to be chayav in coming. So those want to explain the Rambam. No, means that if they clean themselves in a chanami, that they'd be allowed to. It just means that while they're in a state of smelling horrible, then they're not allowed to come. But if they clean themselves just because they're a tanner, doesn't mean that they're pater. It just means that if they come straight from their work and they go straight to the liya regal, they smell awful, then they would not be allowed to come. They would not be allowed. They wouldn't be mechayev in the mitzvah. Nashim adam sheinam shuchrarim. Women and slaves who have not been freed, they're also pater from the mitzvah of re'iyah. Bishlam and nashim, I understand women because kedama, we just learned it out, right? That their mitzvah says shazam grama, and we learn zechurcha to exempt the woman. We need a zechurcha because they would have thought they're chayev. Elavadim and alam, where I know that a slave is pater. Amar avuna, amar krab, el panei adon Hashem. It says he should appear before the adon, the master Hashem. So mi she'enu el adon echa, those who only has one master, is obligated to the mitzvah. Yatzazeh, this one who's a slave, she'esh adon acher, he has another, he master. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second though. Why do I even need a pasuk in the first place? Don't we say, every mitzvah which a woman is commanded in, Eved Chayabah. We have a gzera shava between an Eved and an Isha. An Eved Knai we're talking about. Eved Knai is somebody who you bring into your abdus, right? We have a mitzvah lom tovod, you're not supposed to free them. And they actually do a milah and tvila. And their status is like a quasi-Jew. That's a famous chakira between the Nemuke Yosef, who's the other Shita? I remember. Machlokes Rishonim, whether or not, or the Ravid maybe, Nemuke Yosef and the Ravid, that whether or not, that when they do a tefillah again, so then if you free them, then they have to do it. Everyone agrees they have to chayav in tefillah again. Is that the Reis or the Rabbanim? So I think Reb Chaim made this famous because he said that they're really arguing is, what's the status of this Eved Knaini? Is he a Jew with a permutation to make him like a non-Jew? Or is he just like an imitation Jew? He's not really a Jew at all. And he's just given these mitzvahs for every reason to be like Shaykh to the Yiddishkeit. So it could be the Tela, he thinks it's Tela, whether or not the Mila, the Tvila, when he does again, obviously he didn't Mila, right? When he goes, when he then goes to the Mikvah again, is that the Reisah or Rabbanan? If you hold the Mila as the Reisah, then he really wasn't a Jew at all. Going to the Mikvah now creates the status of a Jew when you free him. However, if you assume that he's not a Jew, if you assume that he is a Jew, the Mila is just a Rabbanan, the Tvila is just a Rabbanan, going back to the Mikvah is just going to be Din Rabbanan. Either way, that's the Din of an Eved Knaini. We learn now that he's Chayav in the Mitzvahs like a woman is. Another raya that he's on the lower status is that we say shalom in the morning. We say shalom sani goy, then shalom sani eved, so he's not a full goy, but then shalom sani isha. If it's the same status of a Jew, if he really is a full-fledged Jew, then we shouldn't say we're going from the order. The goy is kolud everybody. He's pater in everything. Then a Jew is the eved knaini is pater mitzvah seshach ramah, and a woman is even chayav in certain mitzvahs. She has kedushas Israel, but she's also pater. And we're thinking Hashem that we're chayav in more mitzvahs. Anyway, that's just a nazraya that the woman is on a higher level than the eved knaini. But either way, and then he's not a full fledged Jew. So we see though, there's definitely gzera shava in eved chayav. Any mitzvah essay shasman grama a eved is not chayav. The gemara lala misha we learn the gzera shava. The gemara in kedushin tells us hefty lo niftasa chushal no nitala. And it says by woman v'kasev lo sefer krusus and nelson biyada the two psukim. One is reference to a person who is a woman who is a shifcha, and the other one is talking about a woman getting divorced. So we see that we're comparing the two. We link the two. So therefore, a woman's exemption is going to be similar to that of a slave. That's a whole shayla. This is only talking about a woman. Of hefti lanita the chushal nitala is talking about an asham. We bring the asham shifcha charufa. That's only referring to a woman and not the man. Okay, that's a shayla nachronim. But we see that they're pater from the mitzvah. So why do you have to have a limud? This is a gemara. Amar ravina lo nisvcha lemi shechetze ever chetze ben chayin. This is only necessary for somebody who's half a slave and half a freed person. That if the case of that, that's again when Beisila was chozer bo. The half slave is obligated on the re'iyah. Since the we forced the master to free him, we already view him as going to be shtekel chayav. That's what we're talking about. And then you need a pasuk. They're not freed yet. It sounds like they're not freed at all. Why do you have to mention the einam meshuchran? They're not freed. And not freed implies a love she'ena meshuchran legame. It sounds like they're not freed, completely freed. He's not fully freed because he's half an Eved and half a Ben Korin. It sounds like that way. It's actually meduyach like that. It's actually the precise reading of the braisa as well. Shmamina, we can in fact learn from here that it's excluding someone who's chatzu ben chorin and chatzu eved. A person who's lame or blind or zaken, very old, is not able to go by foot to the Beis HaMikdash. We learn in the braisa. Regalim, we learn from regalim, we learned before. Regalim is teaching you many times to actually mean your feet. Prat lebalei kabin, this excludes someone who has a fake foot, an artificial, like a fake wooden foot. Davar acher, regalim is teaching you prat lechigar v'chodah sumo zaken, nashenu yachol alos peraglav, excluding a lame person, a person who is weak and sick, a blind person, aged person who's not able to walk by foot. So according to this version, we're learning out from the word of pe'amim. Pa'amim is teaching you from over that they can't come. Regalim is teaching you someone who needs someone who needs crutches to walk or something like that is going to be parted from the ri'ya. Shnei achalos beraglav atuyemai, someone who is unable to go by foot. Where do we see? What's that coming to include? Amarav atuyemai, turning on the next. Coming out. Mifunaki. Somebody is very mifunak, very spoiled. Like somebody who can't walk barefoot. You're not able to walk barefoot. You can't go to the Beis HaMikdash with your shoes. So then that's pater. You're considered a pater and you're not able to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Shadichsev, ki tava l'ros panai bimikich zois bi'edchem remes chetzeru. The pasuk is in Yeshayahu. The pasuk is telling us that when you come to appear before me, are you trampling on my courtyards? You're trampling on the Beis HaMikdash. You're saying trampling is by the indication of you're wearing shoes. So we see that we're learning that you need to have your shoes removed. Tosfos also learn out in other places, Shal na lechem al raglecha, mas kodeshu, and in places it's holy, you have to remove your shoes. So anyway, we're talking about the idea of that you're trampling, and that's where we learn of Tana. Someone who's Arel, who's uncircumcised because his two brothers have died as Mila, so he's not Chaya, but he's still Pater. And someone who's actually impure is Pater from Olas Re'iyah. This means that you're obviously not able to send it through a Shaliach. Why do you have to say that? Because obviously he's not chayav in Olas Re'iyah. If he's Tameh, he's Tameh. He can't go in. There's an Isser Karis for him to go to the Beis HaMikdash. And maybe in Arel also, the Rambam's going to learn, is also based on this drasha, is also going to be Pater. It's going to be Usser. Flip to go to the Beis HaMikdash. And Gemara says, Bishlam, Tameh, I understand. Tameh, he's Pater from sending his Korban. You shall go, come there to the Beis HaMikdash. And you should bring there the Korbanos. What do we learn? Anyone who's able to come to the Beis HaMikdash, should be bringing the Korbanos. Someone who's not allowed to come, i.e., he's Tameh, he's not going to be chayav. How do I know that someone who's uncircumcised is Pater from an Olas Re'iyah? Hamani Rabbi Akiva, it must be the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva says, Demar Bilara but Kitame, he learns, he includes an uncircumcised person to be like an impure person. This Tanya, we learn in Abraisa. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Ish, we learn from the Fine, says, Ish, from the Zerah Aaron, the Batorah Zav, shall not eat Kachim. The Rabbo is just an Ariel. This is teaching you, it's coming to include the uncircumcised individual in this Isser. So Rabbi Akiva is learning out that the Torah is equating the halachas of someone who's an Ariel, someone who's uncircumcised, to someone who's Tameh, someone who's impure. Since we learn that the Torah is telling you that someone who's impure is Pater from sending an Olas Re'iyah, Rabbi Akiva is going to extend this to someone who's an RL as well. That's what Rabbi Akiva's limud is learning from over here. And we learn from here, the Rambam learns that someone who's an RL is also usher to come, just like a Tameh is usher to come into the Beis HaMikdash. So too, a RL is also usher to come into the Chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what we're learning from there, from this limud of Rabbi Akiva. Taner Rabban, we learn in Braisa, Tameh Pater Min Re'iyah, someone who is impure is exempt from the Olas Re'iyah. Everyone who's in the category of coming is in the category of bringing. Someone who's not in the category of coming in is not in the category of bringing. Since someone is Tameh is ineligible to come into the courtyard, he's also ineligible to bring the Olas Re'iyah there. So the Braisa continues, Rabbanu Yochanan ben Davai, Almir Mishim Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai says the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Suma ba'achas me'ina patim in Re'iyah. Someone who's blind in one eye is exempt from the mitzvah of Re'iyah in the Beis HaMikdash during the Zman. Shnemar Yeriah. As it says, you shall see, and also you shall be seen by Hashem. Kederach Shabbat Liros, just like the matter that you see before Hashem, that you see other people. Kach Bar Liros, so too, in the coming into the Beis HaMikdash, you should be seen by everybody else, implied from the Pasuk. Ma Liros, which they, just like Hashem sees them with Ki'ilu, total vision, with complete vision, which is your two eyes, as we learn in Daf Beis. So too, someone who is seeing, should be seen with two eyes. A person who's blind in one eye is Pater from the Olas Re'iyah. So now the Gemara relates, Rav Huna, when he came to this pasuk, Bach, he started to cry. Amar used to say to himself, Evetcher, Abba Metzapel El Russo, a servant who's so beloved in the master, and the master looks forward to seeing him. He could suddenly distance himself from this master. How could it be the master suddenly finds the servant doesn't like him, that he doesn't want to come before him? This is the idea that, again, that Hashem doesn't want us to come to the Aliyah Regal. He doesn't want to be seen by him. The Chsiv, the pasuk says, when you appear before me, do not have your hands to trample my courtyards. Hashem didn't want us to do the Aliyah Regal anymore. So we see that he started crying, that this is the idea that we don't have Aliyah Regal. Hashem doesn't want to see us anymore. That's what we see from the Aliyah Regal. Very sad. So now the Gemara just reports different Amoraim and Tanaim, what they used to do with their reaction to different psukim they used to cry about. We see that Rosh Hashanah also a lot of times when he's reading, he gets very emotional. Even when he just says stories and things like that, but even when he reads psukim sometimes, he gets emotional, he starts to cry. Rav Huna kimat elai kra, Bachi started to cry. You should bring the shlavim, you should eat there. Eved shravim mitzapel echol shulchanai. And Eved, who's a servant, who's so beloved by master, that the master longs to eat at his table. The shlavim, we know the shlavim is the holiest levels of korbanos. It's shalom for everybody. The kohen gets some, we eat some, Hashem ki'ilu eats some, kaviyachol obviously. And it's such a holy korban, Yisrachai gemenu, Hashem is going to distance himself from us. Tichsev, lama li rov zivchechem yomar Hashem. Why are you bringing your korbanos? I'm not interested in any of them. I don't want any of your korbanos. So again, the pasuk in Yeshayahu also, very beginning of Yeshayahu, tells us this pasuk. So Hashem again is giving us Musar, he doesn't want anymore. Another time, Rabbi Elazar kimait laikra bachi. Rabbi Elazar is to cry about the following pasuk. V'lo yochlum achiv la'anas nesokin develop panav. His brothers, when Yosef finally said, "Ani Yosef, I would have chai," his brothers couldn't answer him. They were so shocked. Umatach chashabasar adam kaach, the rebuke of a person, it causes so much fear and pacha they couldn't even respond. Tochechas v'agash baruch hakam chamas, so much to the fear, the rebuke of Hashem. Where do you see Yosef? Yosef's rebuking him over here. Yosef just said, "Ani Yosef, out of Ichai," and there are Nava'al of Mipanav. Where is their rebukes? This is a, I think Rav Yaakov made this, this is this drasha famous. I think I heard B'Shem Rav Yaakov, that when Yosef is saying, and this arrived from the Gemara right here, that when Yosef is saying, Ani Yosef, Ahor Avichai, he's not just saying, I'm Yosef as my father alive and they were scared of him. He's saying, Ani Yosef, you guys said that Binyamin, if I take Binyamin, your father's going to die in sadness. Yehuda, your whole argument is if I take Binyamin, your father that you care so much about Yaakov is going to die in sadness. What about Yosef? I'm Yosef that loved my father so much and my father loved me. Ahor Avichai, that same father that you said is going to die now from Binyamin. What about me? What about when you were taking me? And that was the Tochech. And that's how Yosef and Yivachai actually Taka was giving them Musar. And that's that they were unable to answer that. That's a nice shot in the pasuk. This Gemara seems to be right for that because he was rebuking them according to Gemara. According to the pasuk shot is Ani Yosef Yivachai, my Yosef Yivachai, where's the rebuke? There's no rebuke there. Anyway, that's what we see from this pasuk, and he was crying. Rabbi Lazar, Kimaita, Krab Bach, Rabbi Lazar, when he came to another pasuk, he used to cry also. It's the famous idea when Shaul HaMelech he violated and seemingly Yisra Dereisa, but Loi Ovi Odoni is raising up the dead and asking him Shailas. He raised up Shmuel. And he raised up Shmuel and he asked him because Urim and Tumim were to answer him. And Shaul had no choice. He went to the Yisra to ask if they raised the spirit to Shmuel to ask if they were going to win the war. So he says, why did you bring me up over here? So the Pasuk saying, why did you bring me up? So now Shmuel was fearful that he was being, why did you disturb me and raise me up? He was afraid that he was being judged. Shmuel, the famous Shmuel, is compared to Moshe and Aaron. Shmuel is on the same level. Moshe Aaron is in Bechina, and he was afraid of the Yom HaDin. How much more so? Shmuel Mayer, where do we see that Shmuel feared the din? Where do we see that Shmuel feared that he was going to be punished by Hashem? The Chsiv, Vatomar Isha El Shaul Elim Reisi Elohim Olim. And when I went to the Shaul, I saw a great man. He was coming up from earth. Olim Tremash, but Olim sounds like it's two people are coming up. One was Chad Shmuel, one was Shmuel, and Vidach, who was the second one? Tell Shmuel, Vaisa Moshe about that. He went to bring up Moshe Rabinu. Amarlei, Shmuel said to Moshe, Dilma Chazir Shmuel Medino Ismani. He says, why are they bringing me up? They must be bringing me up to judge me. So he's bringing me up. I need a good lawyer. I'm going to have Moshe Rabbeinu, the best lawyer in town, to defend me. Kumla Vede, come stand by me. Deleka Milsa de Chazav Araisa de Loka Mesa. You know that there's no halachas that I'd said in the halachas that I did not fulfill, and you'll be my lawyer. Now, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know this? Lefora, just they were explaining the way they were doing things, that he always followed everything that Moshe Rabbeinu had taught him, and therefore I testify on my behalf that we learned the same sukkah, we learned the same halachas, and I didn't violate any halacha. So we see that even Shmuel was afraid of the Yom HaDin. Rabbi Ami came to the pasuk. Bachi used to also cry. The pasuk says, let them put mouth in his dust. Perhaps there is hope. Amar, Rabbi Ami used to say, Kulei Aiva Olei. All this suffering, and only maybe after all this suffering, there's going to be hope for survival. Only maybe. Wow, that's so scary. The pasuk continues. Rabbi Ami came to this pasuk. Used to say, Bachi also used to cry. Bikshu tzedek, bikshu anava ulai tesera biyom Hashem. Seek righteousness, seek humility, perhaps it will be concealed the day of Hashem's anger. Amar, kulei ayavu ulai, only maybe, again, only maybe. So Rabbi Asi, kimaitalai, krab, bachi, also, sinura, vavu, atov, atzika, bashar, mishpat, ulai, yichan, Hashem, atzos. Despise evil, love, and good, establish justice, and perhaps Hashem will grant favor to the Sheris Yosef, those who are surviving from Yosef. Kulei ayavu ulai, only again, all this, and only maybe. So scary, that only maybe from all this. Rabbi Yosef, kimaitalai, krab, Yosef used to come to the pasuk, also bachi used to cry. V'yesh nisme below mishpat, someone who succumbs without justification, that there are people who die young without necessarily sins. That the person dies young, sometimes Hashem just takes them for whatever reason, we don't know the reasons, and he takes them early without necessarily being chayav in it. Mi'ikam, da'azab al-azanib, someone could die before he's a lot of time. So the Gemara says, in Yeski, either of Bibi Barabai or Bibi Barabai, have a shchiach kavim malach ha-maves. He used to be able to speak with the malach ha-maves, the angel of death, used to be able to speak to Rav Bibi Barabai. Amar lai l'shuchai, the angel of death said to his agent, Zil aisi li Miriam magala ser nashaya. Go bring me Miriam, the braider of the woman's hair. This is a story that the malach ha-maves relating to Rav Bibi Barabai. And Azal aisi li Miriam magala derachai. So he brought the wrong Miriam. They brought the Miriam, who was the beloved, she was the ganenet, she was the caretaker of the young children. Amar lai, the angel of the malach ha-maves said, Anna Miriam Megala Se'arn, Shaya Amri Lach. I told you to bring Miriam, the braider of the woman's hair. Amalei, so the Shliach said to the angel, Ihachi Ahadre. I should return to our Miriam to life to bring her, so she's not supposed to be here. Amalei, Hoyovi, I said, Lahavi Limanyana. Since you already brought her here, I'm gonna kill her. So the Gemara says, Ela Hachi Yachalei. But if it's not the time, how are you able to kill her? So the angel responded, Avinakti Ma'ashaviyade. She was holding something, stoke in her hands. Vekai Shaga, she was extending it into an oven. Turning on to the next Amadel. Ma'archia Tanura. She was sweeping the oven. Shalte v'ancha lagabe dechare. She removed the stoker and she accidentally rested it from the top of her foot. Karag chavi itray mazla. So she burnt herself, and her mazel was therefore became damaged. V'aisya, and I brought her and I killed her. Amar lei Rabbi Barabai. Rabbi Barabai said to the angel, "Islachu reshuslam avin achi. Who gave you permission to do this?" To Amar lei velo ksiv yesh mishnis velo shbadi. The angel answered him, "What do you mean? The pasuk says someone will succumb without justification. Some people die before their time." Amar lei Rabbi said to the angel, "V'aksiv dor alech v'dor ba." Is written that a generation comes, a generation goes, which implies each generation has to be complete. Every person has to have their allotted time in this world. Amar darinu lehu ana. said that I take these souls along with me. Adamelala Lajara, and they have completed the generation. Apparently they like come back and I give them to another life. Duma, and I give them to the Malach of Duma, who is the guarder of the dead one. If you die before your time, then you go to this Duma. Obviously there's very, very, very deep in Yanim over here, which I don't understand. We're not going to give over. Amar lay so shanei mayave. So what do you do with a person's unfinished years on the earth? Amar ikat sumer derbanan de avin b'milei. If there's a younger binik talmud chacham who's forgiving, mosvina lehu, I'm going to add years to his life. Avin chalufei, and that's going to be kind of like Gilgal. I don't even know how that works. Of this replacement of the person, and that's going to be the additional years that are going to be given to them as his chus for the nifter, and that's what the nifter was zocha to. Okay, Bez Hashem, I'll pick up the Rabbi Yochanan in tomorrow's daf. Bez Hashem, very nice daf from over here.